So we mark him out to the final stage. How do we know Rabbi Kamaisa? How do we know Rabbi Kamaisa? So the mark came out that I can't learn it out of here, I can't learn it out of there, it's been a long journey. Why we needed a Kabbalheimer, etc. So the mark came out in Laskana that you learn out of Tzad Shabbat. What was the Tzad Shabbat? Machlekes. We'll see in a minute the ramifications of the Machlekes. What is the Tzad Shabbat? So the Gemara says the Tzad Shabbat is that we build Malat Tzad Shabbat Shabbat. I want Adam to appreciate the Gemara over here. You have to take a step back over here from the Gemara. It's a little bit of a cryptic Gemara here, a little bit. It's not clear Gemara. The Gemara created a Tzad HaShavah. You have to understand, how does the Tzad HaShavah work? I started to say this yesterday. The way the Tzad HaShavah works is that I have one Mechayev, I have another Mechayev, I want to bring other Mechayev, but other Mechayev don't fit in because they have all types of purpose. Tzad HaShavah creates a new line, a new ideology of why Mechayev Shavuos, and then I can go ahead and put, that's the matter of Tzad HaShavah. It's not there to A, it's not there to B. If I can find the Tzad HaShavah of A and B and create a new Kav, a new line, then I can go ahead and bring in the third one. And that's how we learn Rabbi Kamaisa. There's a new thing called Taina Kvira. Now this Gemara is very, very important. It's one of the important Gemaras in the Negeiah Shavuos, if not the most important. Because the Gemara over here says that the Tzad HaShavah of Moed V'Miktas and Eirachol Rashi, or by the Mikzas and Gilgal Shvuah, Leitaisis is a thing called Taina. Leitaisis is a thing called Taina Kvira. If you don't mind, we'll go with Rashi. Taisis also learns like Rashi. Taisis says Eid Machishai, which is over to Eid. So Rashi and Taisis learn that at the end of the day, we have a Tzad HaShavah over here between by the Mikzas and Eid Echad, which allows us to go create a new thing called Hadas Eidim, Rabbi Chiyah Kamais. What is this Tzad HaShavah? What is the rule, by the way? This is a critical Zach. The Gemara here is squeezing out of Eidachan and Mikzas a new rule of when are you Chayav Ashur? What's the Mechayav Ashur? That, by the way, the Tzad HaShavah has to be, you can have different cases, but what's the Tzad HaShavah? What's the Mechayav of these places? So, for example, a few Rashi and Taisus learns that's going on in Eidachan. We have a landmark Gemara, it doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Why Chayav Shavuah by the Mikzas? Why Chayav Shavuah by Erechot? And if we can find the Tzad HaShavah why Chayav Shavuah, we can then have the luxury of including in that Hadas Eidim. That's really what's going on over here. So this is a critical moment. What are we saying? What's the Mimik? Why are you Chayav? Tzad HaShavah Shavuah 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 Tainu Kvir. In time of fact, Tzad HaShavah Shavuah 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 learned up that the word Tainu Kvir means literally there was a Taina and there was a Kfira. So Kilo, the Gemara is saying, not Kilo. The Gemara is saying that whenever you have a Taina, whenever you have a Kfira, you have a Shua. You have a Taina, you have a Kfira, you have a Shua. In fact, it's really, you have a Shua every time there's a Taina and a Kfira, which is, by the way, the Lashon of the Gemara. So, Kfir Hakol, which we know, said Taisa already in Gimel and Alf, is Potter because of Exeris HaKosov. Yachiach. That is also Tzad HaShavah. If that's your Tzad HaShavah, have it right. Your Tzad HaShavah is wrong, have it right from a Pasuk. And the Taisis is, that's not what Tzad HaShavah means. You show me that Tzad HaShavah means she is Tanach HaShuvah. The Shemoy de Mikzas, Oi, Eid Machisho, Eid Echad, Nira de Meshakel, Kach Yishuvah. This place is a landmark place. The only place in Shas who says this, by the way. Taisis says, why are you Chayav HaShuvah Shemoy de Mikzas, and why are you Chayav HaShuvah Eid Echad? The answer is, because there's a combination of two factors. There's a thing called a Taina HaShuvah, which creates a Nira de Meshakel. It's the only place in Shas where Taisis says this. Taisis over here explains why is we away the mixas? Why is we away the mixas? Why is we away the echad? Taisis says because when you have a taina chashuva, what could make something into a taina chashuva? A bunch of things can make something into a taina chashuva. A taina chashuva could come from a echad that's yimachish. A taina chashuva could come from the fact that you made on here for them. But it's a taina chashuva, it's a moritic amaisa. That means the machayiv is not the echad being made on here. And the Mechayev is not this. The Mechayev is, you have a Taina Chashuva. You have a Taina Chashuva. It's a Chosh of a Taina, a starker Taina. A Taina that's near Emet. But by the way, you have to get on. This is going to be critical what I'm going to say now. It's so near Emet that it causes us to look at the other guy's Meshachar. Don't forget that. It's not just that it's a good Taina. You have a good different time. No, no, it's much more than that. I have a taina chashuva which causes that nearer kavashaka. Taiz is meduktik lahafli over here. Taiz says exactly what the criteria for chiyashua is. The chiyashua is that one guy had, by the way, I say again that this taiz is the mission statement of shuas all over. It doesn't say anywhere else this taiz is. Taiz says the reason why you have a shua is because the backing that I got to the taina is enough to make it into a taina chashuva, A, and B, that therefore the other guy, the nitva, looks like a meshaker. Now, you're asking what makes it into a taina chashuva so much that the other guy looks like a liar? That's maida mikzas, I was maida on here. Or I was erechot. These are different ways of making me into a taina chashuva. And therefore the Gemara says, afani avi, I can learn out of Kiyah's case also where there's a taina chashuva which is nearer a meshaker. Atkan Tosus. Rashi argues. Tosus Rashi speaks up first, the Rashi argues, by the way. Rashi argues. Rashi says, "Tainu kviya zet toyin zet kofer him boil the din." It means Rashi says something else completely. Rashi learns that the word "tainu kviya him boin" means you had it in Torah. Rashi's clearly not like Tosafot, by the way. You have a taina, you have a kviya, boil the din. The word "boil the din," by the way, is very interesting. What does "boil the din" mean? You had a taina and you had a kviya that brought you to a din Torah. You had a tiny and a career that caused it in Torah. You had a tiny and a career that made a suffix. You swear? Zet fine. Zet kaifer. Him boin the din. Tiny and a career, him boin. The word boin doesn't mean you swear. The Gemara says boin the nishba. Nishba is swearing. Boin means, and you arrived in it in Torah. It was a zet fine. Zet kaifer. What do you think of myself? That's not thesis. It's not Tosafot Pshat, there's a Taina Chashuva, it's Nerek and Meshaker. Zetayin is a Kaver, behind the Vivek, and it's in Torah. The Yitzvah Chadash is over here, says Mufurish, that there are two ways to learn the word Tain. Taina Kfira, he says there's Tosafot Pshat where Taina means a Taina Chashuva, and the Iker is not the word Kfira. According to Tosafot, what's the word Taina Kfira means? When there's a Taina, that the Taina Chashuva, that the other guy looks like a liar. According to Rashi, that's not what it means. Taina Kfira means Zetayin is a Kaver, you can't. It's two pshatim. He says that the pshat of Rashi, which includes kofer v'akol, is ektayim, is ektayim. So Tosis learns that the pshat of Aide Taina Kfira doesn't mean Taina and Kfira. It means Taina Chashuva with an Erek and Meshaker. When there's a Taina, and against it there's a Kfira who looks like he's lying, because there's a Taina Chashuva, says Tosis, that doesn't include kofer v'akol. So the tzad hashoveh that I build out of these two places, it's not a tzad hashove of zet toyim v'zet kofer. But according to Rashi, who learns beforesh, that what I build out of the tzad hashove is that when you have a taina, when you have a kfira, you swear, zet toyim v'zet kofer. It's the same zet. You have a taina and a kfira, zet v'zet, both guys. Not this guy's a taina chashuva and that guy's a nerek and meshak. As Afshat says, Rashi has to speak out. Taina kfira is kishmoy keinu, zet toyim v'zet kofer. So you swear, so davi's kasha is, so every kofer makoy, you should swear. What do you do with Tosafot's kasha? So the Velt says. The Velt says, what do you mean? We do it as Kasha, it's Rashi Lashitasa, it's a Yantiv. As a Yantiv, there never was in Klai Yisrael. Says the Velt, everybody says this. It's Rashi Lashitasa. Well, Rashi is a Babakama Kuvzayan, you swear by Kaifa Bakol. And the only reason why Rashi says a Babakama Kuvzayan, you don't swear by Kaifa Bakol is why? What does Rashi say about Babakama Kuvzayan? That the only reason why you don't swear by Kaifa Bakol is why? Because ain't on the Mayas. And by Pikodin, we don't have Chazaka ain't on the Mayas because the guy didn't do you a favor because it was a Pikodin. You swear by Kaifa Bakol. Says the Velt, it's Rashi Lashitalsi, nothing less than that. And now we're going to start to put together different parts of the sugya. Says the Velt, it's Rashi Lashitalsi. Rashi Lashitalsi, who learns at the end of the day, they had a Mefurish, a Gemara, and Dalad, and Alvin, and Bometzia, that the Siba for the Shua is not Taina Chashuva, Nira Kameshaka. There's no shadow about it. When I come to you and say, you owe me $1,000, and you say, no, you're not Nira Kameshaka, okay? There's nothing there that makes you look like a liar, okay? That's for sure not. Is the word is. So why are you Chayiv? You have a taina chashuva, you have a backing, you have a reason that the guy looks like a liar, chas v'shalom, a liar, nirek and b'shaker, what's that? So says the Velt, a malvah de gazach, so we do a Tosafot kasha. Tosafot says, if you tell me it's that time, it's that time, everybody thinks about calling, you should swear. And you don't. The answer is, you do swear. It's Rashi l'shitalse, a big yantif. Fakir, the Rashi over here, and the Rashi in Babakama Kuvzayin, not l'shitalse, it's Zalba Rashi. Rashi Kuvzayin says that you swear even by Kuvzayin, by Kuvzayin, by you need a taina chashuva in your kumashaka. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi over here, that's why I told you this is a lin makamara. This gemara is giving away. Why do you swear? Rashi didn't say because of a taina chashuva near a kibbushaka. Right? We're building a tzad hashava. We're building a tzad hashava to go ahead and machadish other types of shvuas. The answer is zet toim v'zet kofer. You have a taina, you have a kfira. It's a reason to swear. So by every kofer makol you should swear. You do swear by every kofer makol. That's Rashi the Shitas of Kamal Kozayin. They don't know chanami. You would swear by every kofer makol. You do swear by every kofer makol. Does every kofer makol? You have ain't other mez. I said Rashi. So Ein Ode Meis parted me from a shul of Kofer Bakol, but the Etzim you would swear, and now the picture is starting to come together over here. That we have in front of us. The total picture of Shitas Rashi, that the Mechayev of Shuas Moedim Mikzas, the Chiyev of Hadas Edim, is that Toin v'zat Kofer. So that includes Kofer Bakol. You have a tiny, you have a kvira, you have a boy in Ludin, they came to Bez, and you swear. Outcome. One second. That's the extreme shot that the Velt said in this Rashi. However, they're right. If you take the literal reading, this is where the trouble starts. I'm going to repeat things that I said already in the past, but I want to not put it into the context of this Gemara here. The extremism in Rashi, in Shitas Rashi, started in this Rashi over here by Yasadal and Aleph. The Velt said correctly, L'chayra, that in this Rashi is the birthplace, is the Leda of that Rashi that holds you swear by Kofer Bakol? Rashi over here said, Amari the Kabaisa. Rashi over here said that the Sipa why you swear is that Toyin, is that Kofer? So say to Rashi that the equation that runs every shvuah is a tain and a kfira. So Rashi, the Shitasai, has the luxury and is married to Kamaisa. He says, I crave Bako Yisrael also. That's the extreme understanding. And the Choyra, on a superficial level, that's what I have in front of me. I have a Rashi who says, tain and kfira, so have a Rashi who says, crave Bako Yisrael, so it's a yantin knowledge. So if you learn like that, that you were able to do a Zach and take Eidachot and take away the Mikzas and extend it to Kofer Bakol, because you decided that the Mechayev is the Kofer at the time. So then, Bechayra, there's a makom to say a radical pshat. And what's the radical pshat? The radical pshat is that the Mechayev of Shavuos is tiny, tiny kvira. You have a tiny, you have a kvira, you have a tiny kvira, you swear. That's why you swear by Kofer Bakol, Norbos. Normally, the reason why by Kofer Bakol you don't swear is why? Because if Nuchazok are called Ein Ode Meis. So you don't swear. But by every way that makes us, so why do you have every way that makes us? Because you don't have what? Ein Ode Meis. Why do you have Ein Ode Meis? Because the guy admitted part of it. In which case, the radical understanding of Rashi, the radical understanding of this Rashi, and there were those who said like this, the radical understanding of this Rashi is that in this Rashi, everything that we know about way that makes us died. In this Rashi state, that it's not the Hidah that makes the Chiyav, it's not the Nira Kibishaka that makes the Chiyav, it's not the fact that you made it a Chiyav, it's not the fact that you swear because Taina and Kvira, normals. So what role does the Hidah play? The role that the Hidah plays is exclusively for one purpose and one purpose only. The role that the Hidah plays is for one purpose and one purpose only. You know what the role that the Hidah plays? The role that the Hidah plays is, there's no Ein Ode Meis. Because when I'm Maida, I take off the Ein Ode Meis. But if you ask me why do I swear, Taina Kvira. It's Rashi in Bava Tzedav Dalam and Alam, and it fits very well with the Rashi Bava Kamal Kovzai. That's the radical understanding of this Rashi. And by the way, when I say the word radical, it's a Pashim Shana Rashi. The Pashim Shana Rashi is that the reason why you swear every time, always, Ein Echod, I'm waiting to make thousand Kofer Bakol, there's a Taina Kvira, Taina Kvira, normals. Normally, Ein Ode Meis, when the guy's a Bechutzah, if that takes off the Shvuah, so everybody the Mikzah, you don't have Ein Ode Meis, because he was Maida. In which case, the only role, the entire role, the exclusive role, the exclusive tafkid that the Hidah plays with everybody the Mikzah, is that since the guy doesn't play any role at all, your Hidah has no meaning, and there's no Chash, and it doesn't do anything. All your Hidah does is, it takes off the Ein Ode Meis. That's all it does. It takes off the Ein Ode Meis. Atkan. The pshat that comes out of this Rashi. It takes off the Ein Ode Meis. But in Achanami, the Chi is not because of the Hidah. The Hidah plays no role at all. There's no drawer. I'm going to say very extreme. If I read the Rashi literally, what causes a Shvuah? A Taina and a Kvira. That's what causes a Shvuah. You ask me, what causes a Shvuah? A Taina and a Kvira. Every time. So we eradicated Ein Echod. We eradicated by the Mikzvot. We eradicated everything. We wiped them all out. They're all done. All you need is a tiny and a kvira. Just sometimes you have eight other beds. Right? No, you don't have eight other beds. Atkan. Finish the talk. There's no drawers, there's no anything. Story's over. Atkan. So the Lishitase from Rashi for Kabbalah Kuzayin is beautiful. And if I read the Rashi literally, the way the Rashi says over here, so no chanami. So there's a whole string of kashas on that, if I learned that right away. There were those who learned like that, by the way. The Malcolm said, Big Shir Chloe over here, he took the radical line, the first Rashi, Taino Kfiro. What are you Haidah for? Haidah, it takes off the eight other maids, but no chanami. So there's a whole string of kashas. I want to say one of them, two of them, one of them is new, and we'll go over all the kashas again. But now we have a makom to ask the kashas. Have a gemara with a Rashi. Have a tzadah shomer that says tayinu kfiras. So let's go over the kashas. Kasha number one. Rav Nochum asked in his famous shikloi. Very interesting kasha. The gemara started off that Rabbi asked. Name out omra tayra made the mixes tayinu shava. Rashi said the pshat was because it's meishav aveda. Rashi doesn't say migu. The penei shul speaks out. The Rashi pasha holds migu doesn't pata from shul. So what's meishav aveda mean? Midah right? So meishav aveda is takana the rabbanon. So he spoke out from Bok Rer, who said, which is probably the Pashim Shana Rashi, that a Meshav Abed that doesn't make a drawer. It means, when I come along and I'm way down here, so he about there volunteered it, and I could have just as well said nothing. So I'm a Meshav Abed that Dikatayna. A Meshav Abed that Dikatayna doesn't make a kfira, it doesn't cause shoshes, it doesn't look like the guy's lying. Fakir, the guy looks like a philanthropist, he's giving, he's donating, he's being a nice guy. That was the kasha. Rabbi is the kasha. Why you chayev every shuas away the mikvahs? You're a major veder. Well, the gemara said, no, he's not a major veder because he doesn't want to be kofar bakol. He doesn't want to be amazed. It's a hazel. Fekam lochem out of the sand. If we have a gemara over here that said that the mechayev away the mikvahs is taina ukfira ze toyin v'ze kofar. So what do I care? A major veder not? Who cares? You're a major veder. Not a major veder. He made a drawer. He didn't make a drawer. He has the very extreme kasha. He says, Shuas Moed the Mikzah has nothing to do with drawers. Shuas Moed has nothing to do with shashas. Meshav Aveda is not a riot that he's saying the truth. It's not a Migu. Migu doesn't pat him for Shuas. What does Meshav Aveda do? It takes off the Chash. We don't have a Chash. In fact, you never have a Chash. You don't need a Chash. It's that time, it's that curve. By curve, you have a Chash. I'll say next, by curve, you have a Chash. I go with the radical Chash. So why you have a Shuah? Zet Tain is that curve. That's why Rashi Lishi does hold. You swear by curve, also. So what's the most Kash of Meshav Aveda? So Meshav Aveda, so what? Remember, it's not a mikul after Mishra. Meshav Aveda means it doesn't create chashas. I'll say it very blunt. By Kerif Makol, it's not chashas either. And so Rashi says, Yechayev. I say, effective Nochrum on the radical pshat. On the radical pshat that says that this Rashi state, a complete unraveling of Shuas Moed HaMikzas, a complete unraveling of Shuas Erechot, to the point that you can swear by Kerif Makol also, because we don't need drawers. That's the radical pshat. The radical pshat is, Zed Toyin. Is that Kerifer? Upon Ledin. You have a Taina, you have a Kfira, you arrived in Bezdin, swear! And that's why you swear by every kofar bakol. So what Rabbi Esther Kasha say, Meshav Aveda, there's no drawer. There's no drawer. My kofar bakol is also no drawer. What's fact, Rabbi? What do you speak, Rabbi? No, no, Rabbi, I just finished saying it. What did I say? I just finished. You know what I said? No. When you're kofar, you're not amigo. No, because they're not amigo. They're not amigo. Well, you don't have a chazak. You want to have a chazak. Meshav Aveda means there's no chash. Meshav Aveda means there's no chash. Factor Nochav, you don't need a chash. Who cares about the chash? You have a tiny kfir. It's exactly like my kofar bakol. We have not for the ain't other maize. You would swear. What's the kasha? You don't have ain't other maize. So once again, we're asking Meshav Aveda, you don't have a chash. Let the people have kofar bakol without an ain't other maize. I said, Factor Nochav, murder kashayla. He said, scream right to answer this. I want to say it differently. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that if this Gemara, if this Gemara over here is an eradication of the whole concept of chashas and drawers and Yerek HaMeshaker and Taina Chashuva, if this Gemara is an eradication of that whole Zach, so we ask the famous Kasha, this is the central Kasha. The Gemara is going to say in Amadeus, it's a Mishnah in Shavuos, that if I was Tavei, you Karka and Metaltalim, if I was Tavei, you Karka and Metaltalim, and you were Maida in the Karka, if I was Tavei, you Karka and Metaltalim, and you are made in the karka, you don't swear, because you don't swear on Haidah and karka. Karka, I say the Lashon, Haidah and karka can't bring you to a shvur. I repeat, Haidah and karka can't bring you to a shvur, and therefore you don't swear. So we asked, I mean, ask Akasha directly on this Gemara. The Gemara here says that the reason why you swear is you have a taina and you have a kfira. And that's why you swear by kofar bakol. Just every time you don't swear by kofar bakol, why? Why don't you swear by kofar bakol? Because you have eight other maize. But that's me, so I can have a call. So it doesn't make any sense over here. I came to you and said, Yomi Karka Metaltum. Yomi Dan the Karka. According to the radical Pshat, the Hidor plays no role in the Chiyuv. You're Chayav because of the Tain and the Kfir. According to the radical Pshat, the Hidor doesn't play a role over here. You're not Chayav because of the Hidor. You're not Chayav because you're Yomi. You're Chayav because Zeh Toyen. Zeh Kofer. Swear. Ah, you know the Meis? You don't have Eid on the Meis. Why? Because the guy was Maida. What do I care what you were Maida on? It's not the Hidor that's causing the Shvuah. What do you mean you don't swear on Karkaris? I'm not swearing on Karkaris. I was Kofer the Metaltolim. Very Geschmack. You, I asked for 50 metaltalim, 50 karka, you might on the karka. Okay, it's on the metaltalim, you're a kreifer, I swear. Zet, there's a kreifer. What do you tell me? Ain't on the vase? There's no ain't on the vase. What do you tell me? No, the haidol was on karka. There's no such thing as a haidol. The haidol is not mechayiv. This is the monumental kasha, which is the attack on the pashup shot in this Gemara. If Rashi says Zet Toyin, the Zet Kofer is the Sibo Echayiv, so when I come to you and I say that you owe me metaltalim and karka, and you might on the karka, you have a Zet Toyin and you have a Zet Kofer. What do I care about the Haidah? The Haidah is not causing the Shua. What's causing the Shua is the Tainu with the Kfir. Thus, normally we say Ein Adam Meis. Over here, where you made the Karka, you took off the Ein Adam Meis. That's not called the Haidah is causing the Shua. The Shua is coming because of a Tainu and a Kfir. So what do I care that what facilitated that there's no Ein Adam Meis was a Grad of Haidah and the Karka? Well, nicely, you have a Kofer Bakol over here. On the Metatlam, I'm a Kofer Bakol. As I cracked the veld on this radical shot. I could throw in another Kasha, which is not the end of the world, and I don't want to ask it, but I'll just say why it's not the end of the world. You could tell me that if every kaifer bakol you swear is because that time is that kaifer, and the reason why you put this is because ain't on the maize. So say ain't on the maize by every eight achod. By every eight achod, you have ain't on the maize. By every rechia kamaisa, you have ain't on the maize, right? You have ain't on the maize over there. The maize, the guy was a kaifer bakol. Why did you use ain't on the maize over there? To patr, to kasha, the seder. I agree, it's a kasha. I'm not arguing that. But the mice, it's another kasha that I could ask. I could ask that if you tell me that Be'etzim, you always swear by Toyin and Kofer, and every Kofer Bakol means, according to the radical Pshat, Kofer Bakol is the same as Moedim and Mikzas, it's the same as Eid Echod. Just here you have Eid on the Meiz, and here you don't have Eid on the Meiz. The question is, why don't you have Eid on the Meiz by Eid Echod? Why don't you have Eid on the Meiz by the case of Pierre Kamaisa? The guy was a Kofer Bakol. He didn't admit anything, okay? He was Kofer Bakol himself. He was a Meiz. Why don't you have Eid on the Meiz over there? Yeah, that's a kasha, but I want to, again, repeat the radical Pshat. According to the radical Pshat, the reason why you're chayim by all the shvuas is for the same reasons why Kofer Bakol. You had a taina and a kfira. Just over there, Ein Adam Meis patters you. You have to know why Ein Adam Meis doesn't patter you by the case of Eid Echod. You have to know why Ein Adam Meis doesn't patter you by the case of Rechia Kamaisa. In both places, the guy was a Kofer Bakol. It's a good aura. That means if you'll tell me a radical shot that the etzim, all the cases are all the same mechayiv. They're all the same mechayiv. So why is it that by Kofer Bakol, Ein Adam Meis helps and by Rechia Kamaisa doesn't help? Why by Eid Echod doesn't it help? You also have a Kofer Bakol by etzim. That's a kasha. It's aura. But the main kasha is, but again, the central event over here in this Gemara is the Tzadashava over here the undoing of what we understood by Victus till now, and what we understood Eid Echad till now? That's the radical shot, by the way, the Lashon of the Gemara is mashmal like that we undid. You thought that Yechayev, no, you're not Chayev. Yechayev was the Tzadashava. The reason why Yechayev is because of Tainik Fear, and Tainik Luzkai for Bakol, and Eid Echad takes care of that. So there are two kashas. What are you asking me, Meshav Aveda? Nice, I'm still a Kofer Bakol. It's the kasha number two. The kasha from Karka is a shakim kasha. The kasha from Karka is a kasha of these types. So the answer is that there's no shaila about it. The radical pshat is wrong. There's no shaila about it. The radical pshat is wrong. And we're going to have to say that when Rashi says, Zech Toyin v'zech Kofer, there's no shaila about it. Like we said back then, and I'm going to go back to the pshat that we said back then. Zokta Velt, that there's no shaila about it, that this Gemara is not the undoing of how we learn by the mixas till now. Till now we learn by the mixas means that there's a shash, we learn the heidach means there's a shash, and now the Gemara presses delete and wipes it out and says, no, that's not the pshat. By the way, we learned in Baba Kama that that's not how tzadashavas work. Tzadashavas don't swallow up the things that cause the tzadashava. We spoke about it in Rehovah Gedolah. I mean, if you understood till now that the Pashtas of Baidah Mikzas is because it's a drawer, you understood Eid Echad till now it's a drawer. So all of a sudden when you have a Tzadashava, they don't disappear. Now the Birat Varam is like this. And the machlok between the Rashi and the Tosfos is a lot closer than it looks. And just like this. Avad the Chiyuv of Baidah Mikzas because it creates Achshash, and the Chiyuv of Shuas Eid Echad is because it creates Achshash. But we said, every Kofer Bakol is also Achshash. What's Achshash? Chazaka Einam Tevel Kem Yeshva. This is a Chazaka Epis. This is a Shtar Kataina enough to create a Suffolk. I want to say something very, very clear. There's no question about it that Rashi also agrees that in order to have a Chiyah Shua, I have to have some sort of support for your Taina. That's a no-brainer. The idea that every time there's a Kofer and there's a Tain, you're going to swear, like the Lashon of Rashi, that nusach, that music, if you sing the Rashi that way, that's not true. Avada, in order to go ahead and be Machayev Ashur, you have to have a Drora. You have to have Epis, a Drora. You have to have a Drora. And Mimela. Avada, when a guy comes in and Tain is, you owe me $1,000 and you're Kofer Bakol, and there's no way to have a way to mix this. If Rashi says that you swear because I date Tain of fear, it means that the Tain had some sort of basis. That doesn't have a basis, nothing to talk about. The ball game's over. And Avad, it's based on the Eidam Tveam Kein Yeshloi. And on that helps what? And on that helps what? And on that helps what? Another Meir's Parafei Machoiver. Avad. The Machoiver's in Rashi and Tesis. There is Machoiver's Rashi and Tesis. Because Rashi says, every time and every Kfira works. The Rabbis. Kfira Bakol. It's for sure Machoiver's in Rashi and Tesis. Rashi said that the Tzad HaShavah is every Taina and every Kfira, the Rabbis Kfira Bakol. Taisa said the word Taina and Kfira doesn't mean Taina and Kfira. It's a Taina Chashuva with an Erek and Meshaker. There's no question about it. There's a machlekes between Rashi and Taisa. But the machlekes between Rashi and Taisa is not whether or not you need a drawer or you need a chshash for a Shvua. That's not the machlekes. Everybody agrees you need a chshash. Norvos. Taisa says that the level that you need for a Shvua is a Taina Chashuva which creates an Erek and Meshaker. It's a Taina, and I can't take a call. I'll tell you why. And here I want to say a word on lumdus. That's a no-brainer. That Eidam Tveam Kein Yeshloi doesn't make the other guy look like a lawyer. And this is, by the way, where the machlekes Rashi Tais breaks out. It's a very, very edel machlekes. It's a small machlekes. It's a machlekes that has a shayla and taich in the Gemara, but it's a small machlekes. Chazaka Eidam Tveam Kein Yeshloi. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, right? Tell me, the other guy looks like a lawyer. You say, Chazaka Eidam Tveam Kein Yeshloi. People don't be aren't there without asking something. It's very nice. The other guy looks like a lawyer. He's a nirik and a shaker, chas v'shalom. In a million years, nobody's going to say such a thing. Chazak v'tem v'yeshloi says, you have a basis for your taina. There's a basis for your taina. There's something there. It's not stam. The radical pshat. Zet toyin v'zet koyin for boiling the dick. You have a dintoyer, you have to swear. Every dintoyer, you have to swear. By the way, that's the radical pshat. The radical pshat. Every time there's a dintoyer, you have to swear. That's what Rashi says. Zet toyin, zet koyin for boiling the dick. You swear. Koyin for makol swears, you swear. Every time. By the way, the radical pshat is rooted in pshat. The answer is no such thing. Stam, avadanah. But the pshat is that about every time a guy comes with a taina, and we have a chazaka, eidam tveam kein yeshloi. So that says there's something, we hear something, he said that there's something. Now, you'll all agree with me that the other guy's not a nirik, it's not called a taina chashuva. Taina chashuva is, when I was moedit to half, taina chashuva is I have eidam on half. Taina chashuva is when I have eid echod on the entire amount. That's called a taina chashuva, and the other guy's nirik meshaka. By the way, the taich of taina chashuva in Tosis is that you're a nirik meshaka. That's the taich of taina chashuva. Nobody in the right mind is going to come along and tell me Chazaka Eidam Tveam Kein Yeshloi makes the other guy nearer Kemeshaka. The other guy looks like a lawyer. You have Epis of Taina. You have Epis of support for your Taina. And Rashi held that this is where the Machlekes broke out, by the way. Tosfos learned that Zet Toin Vezet Kofer means what? Zet Toin Vezet Kofer means what? Zet Toin Vezet Kofer means Taina Chashuva nearer Kemeshaka. That's the criteria. Eid Echad. You have Chiyah Kamaisa, you have Eidam on 500. Moedim Mikzas, you have Hadar on 500. All those cases are cases where you have a Taina Chashuva, you guys in there, Kamashaka. Rashi learned the Gemara that the Tzad HaShavah that the Gemara made was, anytime you have a Taina that has a backing, Taina Kofer, but it has to be a Taina. Anytime you have a Taina that has a backing, that's enough to swear. So there is a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. But here's the big Zach. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos is not why you're Chayav Moedim Mikzas, not why you're Chayav Eid Echad, as I'm going to explain in a minute. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos is how broad did the Tzad HaShavah go? According to Tosfos, the Tzad HaShavah was a very narrow Tzad HaShavah, a Taina Chashuva which caused an Erek Meshaker. According to Rashi, the Taina Chashuva was, it's not Taina Chashuva, it's Zet Toim, it's a Kofer. But Avada, the reason why Zet Toim a Kofer, it means the Tzad HaShavah included any case we have a Shtarka Taina, you have a Pesa Taina. We heard the Taina, it created a something, Zet Boil Adin, it created a Pesa something, and some throw you out. Over there, you have to swear, but that's because Chazok Yom Tovim, Kein Yeshloi, Avada. Mimelo. So we have the answer to all the kashas. What happens when a guy's moed in mikzas? We already said back then. What happens when a guy's moed in mikzas? You don't have chazaka to be in yeshlo because the guy admitted it's a part of it. You lost that chazaka. What happens when a guy's moed in mikzas? You lost the chazaka to be in yeshlo. So why do you swear? You swear because of a drawer called Haidah. Haidah creates the drawer. No, when you're made the Bekaka, you don't swear because the Dover Kakro is not Machayev Shua. That means Avada and Avada, at the end of the day, I want to say one Iker statement. If he Rashi who said that Zev Toin, Zev Toin, Zev Koifer, he did not mean to say that we eradicated the Shua called Maida Bemiksas. We didn't do that. Maida Bemiksas is a Shua called Maida Bemiksas. And Shua said, Echaz, a Shua called Eid Echot. And Shua's Koifer Bakol is a Shua called Koifer Bakol. You have to check in every place what the Shash is. One second. I'd rather, is that Toyev, is that Koifer, is that Boyle Din? When you have a good Taina and you have a Kfira, and there's something in the Taina which creates a Din Torah, then over there you have to go ahead and swear. And no, no, boss. One second, let me finish off. So why don't you swear by every Koifer Bakol? So why don't you swear by every Koifer Bakol? Because I'm getting another maze. So why do you swear by every Eid Echot? Why do you swear by every Eid Echot? Say, Chazok, you're another maze. It's Chas Shalom. Nobody in the right mind said that all the Chashas are on the same level. The Chazok of Adam Tveim Ken Yeshle means you have a starker taina. You have a starker taina. I also have a starker taina. Chazok Ken Adam Meiz. So if the reason why you're making me swear is because Chazok of Tveim Ken Yeshle, I fire back with the Chazok of Adam Meiz. You're making me swear because you have an effort supporting your whole thing. Over there, you're an Erek and Meshaker. Chazok Ken Adam Meiz is not going to help you. Rashi doesn't argue on the fact that you're an Erek and Meshaker when you have an Erechot. Rashi doesn't argue about the fact that when you made the mixes of Mukak and Erek and Meshaker. Just Rashi understood that the Tzad HaShofer was a very broad side of Shabbat that included every case where there's a Siva to go make you swear. Not just cases of Nerik and Meshaker. Any case where there's Epis Ashtaka Taina, Zet Taim, Zet Kav. Now you could ask me and say, which is a legitimate cash, which I don't know what the Teretz is. Why Taka did the Gemara build such a side of Shabbat? If you're learning it out of Eid Echot, which is a powerful drawer, and you're learning it out of Moed and Mixus, which is a powerful drawer, what gave you the liberty to go broaden the Tzad HaShava and say it includes Zet Toim and Zet Koifer, that it includes other places like Adam, Tverim, Ken Yeshloi? I don't know what the answer to that is, by the way. I don't know what the answer to that is. The only thing I can answer you is, well, like, oh, very good, that's what I want to say. Zuck Rabbi Friday, he had that, what? I don't remember, it's Space Manager. I forgot. What? The what do you call it? Zuck Rabbi Friday, and that's my opportunity again to go Chazak Dinyan, and that's why I said it. It was my line, just didn't give me what you call it. Let's go. Rosh Hashem is going well. Needs a chizuk. We're moving into Hanukkah now, which is about Torah. Okay? So. Every Yom Tov is about Torah, correct? That's what Judaism is about, Rabbi Elephant. You hear too bad. And since you're a 10th generation from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and 9th generation from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, and 11 generations from the Shach, you know that? I showed you the map of the family. We say this, so it's Torah, you're stuck. Okay, too bad. You're not from Kansas, you're elephant. You don't know the family you are? Shame on you. Torah, yeah. Fridays. So every Friday, Alam de Shavar, which I agree. Yeah? He's saying a good part. He's saying, I'm asking a Mari de Kashilo, because everything I'm saying is MS. So what gives you the liberty to go broaden the Tzad HaShava to include cases which are dramatically left? You're learning out from Eid Echot, you're learning out from here, you're learning out from there, Beseder, okay? So it's very interesting. He said a good word, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. And this is, by the way, the heart of the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. The doubt the drawer of Moed HaMikdash is not directed to the drawer of Eid Echot. Eid Echot, I have information on the whole. It's very interesting, they're very different. Eid Echot, I have information on the entire amount, okay? That's a huge sach, but it's only an Eid Echot. I have information on half, but it's a powerful mnemonic, that's why it does well the grade, that'll be correct. But at the end of the day, they're very different. So then you can tell me, no, we only take in powerful shoshas. What do you call it? Listen, what do you mean powerful shoshas? At the end of the day, they're not doing it. So the Tzad HaShava brought in any shosh. That's what happened over here. That's my thing. I don't have more to say on this. If anyone wants to say expand this even more, I'm open to hearing it. But what happened over here was this part. Taisa said, I have two chashas. By the way, this is the heart of the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos said, look, you're building a Tzad HaShava from two mega chashas, two Nerik and Meshakas. So stop there. You have a Nerik and Meshakas. Yeah, Koyf Bakol is not a Nerik and Meshakas. Rashi doesn't argue on that, by the way. Nobody's going to come along and say Koyf Bakol is a Nerik and Meshakas. Why does this guy look like more of a liar than the other guy? But Rashi understood that since Lamaisa's two levels of chashas are not the same, okay, they're four completely different chashas, by the way. One of them is on half, one of them is on the whole amount. So that allowed the Gemara to expand it and say, look, anytime you find me a Sibah for the Shavuot, swear, you find Epis, it includes Kofar Bakol, Zet Toim, Zet Kofar, and the Gemara built a Tzad HaShava, the Gemara wasn't prepared to calibrate exactly, it's a level 7 Chash, because this is, they're not Shachas to each other, different types of Chashas. So the Gemara built a Tzad HaShava that included, that took in all the Chashas, including Kofar Bakol. But that didn't eradicate Moed HaMikdash, because the chashash that you have by Kerif HaKol, albeit it's weak, doesn't apply in Moed HaMikdash, because over there there's no Ein Adam Tovei HaKem Yeshlo, because the guy admitted to him. So there is a Yeshlo already. Here you have to come onto the drawer. Over there the drawer is very powerful. By Eidacha the drawer is very powerful. Over there Chazak Eidam Meiz doesn't help. That's the technicalities of what's going on over here between Rashi and Tosis, and that answers all the kashas. At the end of the day, there is still a big machlekes in what's the mechayev, for sure. But they don't argue what Moed HaMikdash is, they don't argue what Eid Echad is. One second. You see? What should you say? No, sir. Oh, so it's very interesting. I want to hear from Rav Asher, what Rabbi Rafi is saying. He's asking a very interesting horror. I want yes, different. He's raising a very interesting point, which I can't answer 100%, but I can make it easier. Taisa asked on Daf Gimel, how do you know Kerif HaKol is Potter? Remember? Taisa said, Pshat 1, Pshat 2, Pshat 3, and the end Taisa said, it's a Miyot. Shaka Rafi, we'll go back to Yasakasha. What do you mean, how do you know? Why did you think it's Chayiv? Mecha Taisi. Why do you think it's Chayiv? What's that? Right? Never tell the Shabbat. Tell the Shabbat is only Tana Chashuva. The answer to that is that Taisa's Vaisa's had this dilemma also. I'm not answering it 100% because Tosis at the end of the day said that we make the Tzad HaShavah like that. But by the way, the reason what forced Tosis to make the Tzad HaShavah in this narrow reason, why did Tosis say we make the Tzad HaShavah in this narrow understanding? What forced him to say it? Because of Kerif HaKol is Potter. What forced Tosis into this corner to redo the Tzad HaShavah and take the Gemara out of context that it's not Taina Kfer, it's Taina Cheshuvah? Because we know Kerif HaKol is Potter, he brought a Miyot, correct? Which Rashi obviously argued on, okay? So Tosis, I mean, I'm saying Pumfakert, what I'm saying is an answer to your question. The Baalt it's mukhach from Rashi because of the kasha from Karka that avada you need a drawer and you have to check every time you have the drawer. So Tais had a tzad, maybe by Kerif HaKol also. This episode drawer there also. Tais understood this is a drawer. Tais says, no, there's a miyot. Now, once there's a miyot, that says Kerif HaKol Tachayim. I have to redo the Tzad HaShav and say that the Pshat of the Tzad HaShav is the way I just said now, the narrow understanding. But Tais is, I'm not answering 100% because if the reason why Tais has narrowed down the Tzad HaShav is because he said only on this level of Shash, but I just want to talk about it already. We're narrowing down the Machlekes Rashi Tais. It's not like Tais is coming and saying, well, you need a Nerek Meshach and the Rashi, you don't need anything, which is what I call the radical Pshat, which a lot of people said. But because of all the kashas we're asking, it can't be that's the Pshat. So the Hanabi, what we're saying in Rashi, that Kerif HaKol is based on Hashash, so that already gives the Haskalah's form, why Tais is not given with Aleph, out of the blue, ask the Kasha, and why is Kerif HaKol Potter? Why don't you? Why should Kerif HaKol be Chayiv? Because by the Mixas, we didn't learn how to make the Mixas. And he's adding more. Tais over here said that the Tzad HaShav is Nerek Meshach. I'm explaining that Tais over here said Nerek Meshach. It wasn't this Pashu Pshat either, by the way. Tais's Pashu Pshat wasn't that it's Nerek Meshach. Tais's Kasha originally like Rashi. Just he said, what about Kerif HaKol? I haven't me. So he did the Pshat. But Tais also had a Havamina that time is that Kerifer is the Pshat of the Tzad HaShav. Okay, one second. I have a lot more to say. All this is true if you learn out of Eid Echad and Moed HaMikdash. Zetayin v'zekoyper, you have a tayin, you have a kfira, you got some support. Watch what I'm going to say now. All this makes sense if I learn that the limud is from Eid Echad and Moed HaMikdash. So, what do I have? What's the Tzad HaShavah? One second. Zetayin, I'm saying big raid now. Zetayin, Eid Tayin and kfira, Zetayin, Zekoyper, Taisus. A little bit more, Tana Chashuva, not Tana Chashuva, all that's true. But according to Rishonim, who learn that we learn out of Gilgul Shvua in Moed HaMikdash, it's not so Gishmak, it's so not Gishmak that Rishonim asked the Kasha. It's not true that I did Tana Kfira in Boyin. First of all, one thing at a time, Tana Chashuva for sure it's not. It's not a Nirik and Meshaka, that we're done. I had 20 Dinei Torah, the Vezin closed the cases. Then 20 years later, I found Epis. I once borrowed from the guy $20, Ben Esdor in front of an Eid Echad, and the guy nailed me with a Shvua. I was Kerif HaKol, I'm a consistent Kerif HaKol, I always say no. And they nailed me finally with a Shvua, because there was one guy standing by the pizza store who saw me borrow the $20. They finally caught you. Yeah, right? And now you have to swear, so we say swear. That's it, the guy's in Nerek and Meshaker, that's for sure not. Agreed? Nothing to talk about. And Rashi says, well, you're a taina with a kfira, and your taina has epis ashtarka taina. Also not so exciting, by the way. The word taina means epis. I have a chash. So what does it mean? I did tain no kfir abayim. The shvur comes I did tain. By the way, it's not shvur pasha. The tain the shvur. The words don't make sense. I'm saying a technical pasha. The shvur comes I did tain no kfir. It's not true. The shvur comes I did gilgul shvur. You'll ask me that's a pirach of the gemara. I'm answering you. It is the pirach of the gemara, but you can't say it's not a shava like that. It's not the shvur. I mean, I'm going back to where I started with today. The tain a shava is the equation. The tain a shava is why you chayiv. So you can tell me by gilgul shvur I'm chayiv because there was a taino and there was a kfira. That's why I'm chayiv. That's not why I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv because there was a shvur. I was megalgal the shvur. So you can't go tell me that the mechayev is because there was a tain and a kfira. It's probably not true, by the way. So there's a merit to gazach. I used to see the Rashba today. The Rashba says that the word tain and kfira means something else completely. It doesn't mean like Rashi said. Did you guys notice that? Pasha taich. I just came to see taich. I didn't come to see any lomdus today. Okay? The Rashba over here says taich, the word taina ukfira means something else. And I believe, l'shitasa, it had to mean something else. How does the Rashba learn what taina ukfira means? Yeah, the reform kreifetz. What? Shakin kreifetz, where they put places for the guys to find it. Destroyed Amelus Batur. Yeah. And anyway, it's too small that you can't even see what it says. No Amelus Batur, yeah. They find it for you. It's like AI. Yeah? Look inside. You don't have the route, they didn't print it out. What's the route to say? It says like this. The other thing. Void. Listen to this Rashba. I'm getting restless. We have time still. Void. The Aminon. Listen inside. Hatzara shavah shebehem shayde k'tayinu kfir boim. Listen to what he says. Dr. Rashba, v'tayna means mashiyesh lanu v'tayna v'yediya. The word tayna doesn't mean what Rashi intends to say. Taina doesn't mean you zebo. It doesn't mean that. The word taina means that we have a yediyah about part of your tainus. Yeah, Maisa? I repeat. Rashi says zebo. That's how it means. The word taina means something else completely. Taina means that on your taina we have a yediyah. What type of yediyah do we have? Oy mitzad hadas. Either because you are moida. Oy mitzad hadas ha'ed. Or because you have aid. We have a yediyah. Ukfira, hainu kfira gemura, shenka yediyah klal. Lemitzat piv, one. Lemitzat aid in two. Lemitzat aid echem nishbala. No. He says that the word tainu kfira doesn't mean what Rashi and Taisa said. I'm saying pshat. The word tainu kfira means, taina means that on part of the tainus we have information. And part of the time is we don't have information. Different shot completely. Different shot completely. Let me finish. I'll explain everything. What's called information? Information means either I was Maidan Hef. Information is, or I was Eidemon Hef. Or information means that I had an Eid Echod on one of your times and I made you swear. That's also called Epis and information. Kfira means nothing. I have no zero. I don't have Edom on the other half, I don't have Edom on the other half, and I don't have an Edom on the other half. So the Tzadashova was of Gilgul Shvua and Maidim Mitzvah was that I have on part of your tainis information, and on part of your tainis I don't have. By the way, this Ramban is addressing a major question. What in the world is the Tzadashova between Maidim Mitzvah and Gilgul Shvua? What's the connection? Wait a mix, that's why the mix. Gilgul Shvua is you want to have a Shvua. What's the Tzadah Shovah? What do the words mean? That's why I say, what's Tzadah Kfira? What does that mean? That makes sense. What's the Tzadah Shovah? What do they have in common? He says, what they have in common is that in both places, on part of your Taina / Tainis, I have information. Either Avoido, or I have Edom, a 500, or I have a Shvua Zayin Echot. Kfira means on part of your taina I have zero. No yediyah at all. No information at all. Taina means on part of your taina I have epis. What is epis? Epis is Haidas Baldin. Epis is Rebchir. Epis is Torzachir Shua on part of your taina. That means, I'll say it very bluntly, Aidei Taina Kvir Mibar means that part of your Tainas were in a scabble and part weren't. It doesn't mean you were Taina, and it doesn't mean your Taina was a Taina Chashuva. The word Taina means Aidei Taina Kvir, the Tzadashava is that part of your Tainas were in a scabble. That's what it means. That's what the word Taina means. Taina means Taina, and we have backing from it. It's not Stama blanket Kvira. It's not like that. I'm explaining that the reason why they're learning this pshat is because there's a major problem all this. What's a tzad hashofa? What is a tzad hashofa? Between Gurushva, you have a shuva, and you swear. What's a tzad hashofa? What do you say? They both have tainu kfira. It's not true, by the way. It's not true. That's not the reason why you swear over there. You swear over there because there's one to have a shuva, Gurushva. So the Rambajba and Ramban also Ramas to this, but the Rambam says it explicitly. They redo the word tainu kfira. It means something else completely. It doesn't mean what Rashi and Toys mean. Like Rashi and Toys, tainu kfira means have a tainu with a kfira. That's the tzad hashava of the mitzvahs and erecha. Those are taina and those are kvira and those support. That's not the tzad hashava of Gilgul Shvua and made the mitzvahs, that you had a taina and you had a kvira. That's not the mechayev. The mechayev is because those are shvua. He says that the word taina and the word kvira means something else. Kvira means that there's part of your tainas which have zero doing, and taina means that you have part of your tainas which has something going on. That's what the word taina means. Taina means a taina which had epis a yedi about it. So the tzad hashava is that we found two types of shuas where part of the information we have something on and part we don't. That's what the word taina means. That means you made a taina. The Gilgul Shvua is that the Gilgul Shvua you swear because on part of the taina is I have information. Whenever you have information on part of a guy's taina, you swear. Not because necessarily this is a drora. It doesn't say in this Rashba that the fact that on one taina you swore means that all the other tainas you have a drach shash. It doesn't mean that. It's a word in Hilchas Tainas that you said a taina and the taina was miskabel on a certain level. That's what it means. Tainas means I said a taina. By the way, it's not true. By Gilgul Shvua, you don't swear because you said a taina. But Gilgul Shvua said because those are shvua. So what's the common denominator? The Rashi doesn't say that because there's a chashash here and there. What it means is that you have part of your taina's word miskabel. By Haidav, miskabel and Gansin. By what do you call miskabel? Kvira, your taina's word miskabel at all. The guy was kafir. There's no information on. There's nothing going on. That's the tzad hashava. That's why the Rashba redoes the water call. And he says the word taina can mean something else completely. And the tzad hashava is, we see in the Torah that when a guy has a bunch of tainas, and on part of the tainas there's information, and part of the tainas there's not, that's enough of a reason to go swear. So the Torah says, you know something, you have a bunch of tainas, part of the tainas were in a scabble, go swear in the other tainas also. Is it necessary because there was a chash or not? Doesn't say that in the Rashba, by the way. That's the rule of Aidei Taina Kfira Himboim. Sunday mitzvah, tomorrow, we won't be here. Go on for tomorrow, the regular chaburah mitzvah, regular time. Everything else is regular schedule. And those of you in the light who have questions, for some reason, you can give Rabbi Fisher till tonight.